America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, September 22, 2022. And on today's show, I'll be talking to you about my favorite team, which is my team, none other than Dream Elite. I'm going to give you a progress report. I'm going to talk about how I got all new, well, not all new, but I got more players that joined the family. And also, even though we're a year and a half, pushing 2 years, old, we still taking things to the next level. Things are on the come up. So if you want to hear about a team that started from the bottom and now we here, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, as always, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Shout out to all my day ones. If y'all new here to the podcast and you new here to the Vision Live Network, go to your favorite podcast platform, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, follow the Slack is Talk podcast. A new episode or any content that I create would automatically be delivered to your device. And you know what I mean? Just take me with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You getting that good workout in. You're on your way to work, you know what I'm saying? You playing ball, whatever. Listen to the Slack is Talk, man. You might learn something. But we do big things over here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. I cover a little bit of everything, man. Music, sports, lifestyle, any forms of entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, it's here on the Slack is Talk, man. You know what I mean? It's like a family thing. So you follow the Slack is Talk, man, you'll definitely be entertained, man. And you'll definitely like gain something from it, you know what I mean? So definitely, it's worth the while, man. Hit that follow button. Now, before we get into today's episode, man, you know what I'm saying? I wanna use this opportunity, man. This little space, man, to brag on my team a little bit, man. The New York Jets. I know y'all football fans, y'all seen it this past weekend, man. Hell of a comeback, man. I know y'all counted us out. Man, you know, we was down 13 points with less than 2 minutes to go. Cleveland came and kicked the ball off. Busted coverage. Flacco hit my man, Corey Davis, for a 75-yard bomb. You know what I'm saying? Came back down, hit the onside kick, recovered that kick, and went in the end zone again. You know what I'm saying? It took a one-point lead with 20 seconds left. Just stunning the crowd, man. You know what I mean? I covered this over on the Sports Core podcast. And I talked about, you know, I talked a little bit about the Jets. And I want to add this to the mix, man. I think I finally got a superstar wide receiver. I think I finally got a number one guy. Shout out to my man, Garrett Wilson. Please. Remember the name, man. There's a superstar in the making in the NFL. His name is Garrett Wilson, man. Wide receiver for the Jets. He's from Ohio State. 6 feet tall. I'm talking about the complete package, man. Speed. He has the hands. He has the leaping ability. A good route runner. Just a all-around football player, man. Knows how to get open. Dude is open on every play. Every play, you know what I'm saying? Like, just great at creating separation. You know what I'm saying? Just remember that name, man. Garrett Wilson, man. Throw him the damn ball. And we're going to win some games. Definitely. New York Jets, baby. Now, let's get into business, man. Let's get on today's show, man. For my day ones, y'all pretty much know the routine, man. It's pretty much about positivity on this show, man. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I always do, I encourage y'all to brag on yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? When you finally, when you accomplish something and something come to light, a plan come together, definitely, man. Like brag about it, man. Like, brag on yourself. Treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an accomplishment, man. You earn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that you visualize. It's something that you had planned. And, hey, it's coming to life. It came to life. You know what I mean? So, it's definitely worth a celebration. And I'm talking about none other than my team, Dream Elite. Now, this past weekend, you know, we played in the tournament, you know. Actually, it was a one-day tournament. Now, many of my players have now gone off to college. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about scholarships. You know, we be playing multiple sports. We joining programs. You know what I'm saying? We worldwide. We all over the place. But I'm a get into that in a minute. Now, of course, you know, with some of my players off to college, you know, we had to revamp a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We had to, you know, allow, you know, more people into the family. You know, we had to get brand new players and stuff like that. And over the weekend, you know, that's exactly what happened. You know, I had a lot of new faces. You know what I mean? Like, pretty much a brand new team. And we rocked out. Now, we didn't win the championship. You know what I'm saying? We came up short. We went to the championship game, and we lost. We actually lost the championship game by 1 point, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a heartbreaker, man. That would have been my 13th championship. And I'm a competitor. You know what I'm saying? I like to compete. I love to win. I hate to lose. And it stings a little bit. You know, I mean, it definitely stings a little bit. You know, I felt like, of course, that's one that we had in our pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely one that we should have won, without a doubt. And it would have been special because not only was it our first tournament in a couple of months, but to be able to win with, like, a lot of new players like that out of the gate, that would have really, like, said something about our legacy. And notice I didn't say my legacy, I said our legacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to be able to win out the gate with new players like that, it would have, you know, it would have showed our dominance, you know what I'm saying, over the AAU world. You know what I mean? And it would have definitely showed in a big way. Now, as I mentioned, you know, just a minute ago, you know, we lost the game by 1 point. Well, actually, you know, I failed to mention, you know, our first game, we actually won 61-39, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was the group's first time playing together. Now, the championship, you know, we lost by 1 point. And we actually had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win. And, you know, we didn't execute. Now, those kind of plays is great. It's definitely great if we win and we do execute them. But if it doesn't work and we end up losing, that's one of the greatest teaching or learning experiences that you can have. You know what I'm saying? It teaches you a lot. You know, you will learn, you know, who's who and what's what. You know, what person want the ball in their hands at the end of the game? Who's not afraid of pressure? You know, the look of people's, you know, on the player's face, you know, the way they approach the situation. You'd be able to find out a lot about yourself in those situations. And that was their first time in that situation. And now we have that type of experience, you know, because it's not going to be the last. So the next time something like that happens, we'll be more prepared. You know, we have some film and we have some tape that we can go off of as to what happened the first time. And, you know, next time we're going to execute. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. You know what I mean? It only takes one time to lose a championship by one game. You don't forget that. You know, and let's bring that to the table every time we play for motivation. So now that I have told you how I lost a game over the weekend, now it's time for me to get to the part where I show you that I've been winning for life. You know what I'm saying? I win all the time. I'm winning even when I do lose a game. And the reason why I say I'm always winning, as y'all know, you know, Dream Elite is almost 2 years old now. You know, next month is our actual anniversary. It would be 2 years since Dream Elite first started. You know, and we won our first championship in November. So, you know, in November would be, you know, our 2 year anniversary of celebrating our first championship. In just 2 years, man, I feel like we accomplished a lifetime worth of stuff, man. I mean, I really do. Like, in 2 years, I felt like we have really become legends. You know what I'm saying? We go to the gym, you know, before a game. Everybody know who we are. You know, the refs are talking to us by name and joking with us and stuff like that. The people that keep the score say, hey, what's going on? What's good? You know, y'all go win another championship today or what? You know what I'm saying? You got players from other teams that, you know, waiting to get their chance to play with Dream Elite. You know, they asking me when, you know, when can they join the team and do I have a spot for them and all that kind of stuff. And things like that, you have to be winning to get that kind of respect. People want to be a part of a winning organization. You know what I'm saying? They want to be a part of something special, you know. And I don't know if I mentioned this, like it's been times where I even went to the grocery store and saw kids and they say, hey, I know you. You the one that be, you know, your team won the championship. And it's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling. Because even if, you know, you're not a part of Dream Elite and you watching, it lets me know that you're watching something positive. You know what I'm saying? Instead of something negative. You know what I mean? You come into the gym and you're seeing something good. Even if you're not a part of the team, you know, go out and play basketball or get into a sport. You know what I'm saying? Do something positive. So that's always a good thing. You know what I'm saying? But now, getting into the big picture, the one thing about starting something, whether it's a business, whether it's a basketball team, whether it's a movie, eventually as time goes on, the team or the project, it starts to like age. You know, as time go on, it's starting to get older. Like, for example, you know, Dream Elite started and then, you know, it was 1 year and now it's two. Sooner or later, you know, before you know it, it's going to be three and then four and then five. You know what I'm saying? Time goes by fast, you know? And with that, you know, being that time goes, people get older, you know, and people start to grow. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be in high school forever. You get older and you get better and you go to the next level. And that next level for high schoolers is college. You know, and I'm proud to announce that I currently have 5 players that we sent off to college. 5 players from the Dream Elite AAU organization are now in college. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell of an accomplishment. You understand what I'm saying? I love playing the game of basketball. I love the championships. But as I mentioned many of times, you know what I'm saying? This is what it's really about. You know what I'm saying? It's about getting that education. It's about becoming better men. It's about being disciplined. You know what I'm saying? After college, I want them to all go pro. Whether that's the NBA, whether that's the G League, whether that's overseas. As I mentioned, like over 1,000 times, you know what I'm saying? I will gladly give all the championships back if you tell me that I can have all of my players go to college and then go on to play some kind of professional sports. I will gladly give it all back. You know, this past weekend, as I was coaching, you know, before the game and after the game, it took on a different meaning. You know, it felt different. You know, it felt it as much as I like the game, man, it felt like even better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't help but to think, man, you know, I'm seeing my players get scholarships to college. I'm seeing them on mixtapes. You know, I'm seeing them like market themselves. You know, I'm seeing them like having to play against each other now in college. You know, which is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a Duke Blue Devil fan, and you know, as you know, like, Duke is one of the schools that probably, as of today, Duke probably has the most players in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? If Duke is not first, I know they're at least second. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm a Bulls fan, but I keep up with my Duke players. You know what I'm saying? Each and every one of them. You know what I mean? And we scattered all across the league. So, if it's 2 players that go against each other that's not on Chicago, like, I still want to see them doing good. You know what I'm saying? I keep up. You know what I mean? It's the brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? I want to have that same problem with Dream Elite. I want to be able to turn on the TV and see 2 of my players in college on different teams going at it. If they're not on the same team, you know what I'm saying? I want to have that problem with not knowing or not being able to pick which team to go for. You know what I'm saying? This watching those 2 players. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I envision. You know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to see that come to light. I mentioned, you know, they're creating their own mixtapes now. You know, they finding out how to market themselves to recruit, you know what I mean, to be able to be recruited. You know what I'm saying? I'm witnessing like players being recruited, you know. And to give you a story, you know, it was one of the best like feelings in the world as a head coach. You know, one of my players, you know, before he, you know, made a college decision, before he was, you know, decided which college he wanted to go to and things of that nature, he had a conversation with me, and you know, he asked me, he said, you know, coach, I'm not sure if I could really, you know, count on, you know, my high school coach at the school to like be able to give my information to, you know, college coaches and stuff like that. So he asked me, he said, you know, would you be willing to talk to any coach that might be interested in me? Or, you know, can I you know, can I count on you to, you know, speak highly of me and get that information out there so I can go to this school or that school? And to me, man, like, that's right up there with one of the biggest compliments that I could possibly get, you know? Like, think about it, you know, he's been in high school, you know, going to that school longer than I have been coaching him. You understand what I'm saying? I just started coaching, you know, 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come up to me and, you know, and just show that faith in me and show that belief in me to be able to do that and the you know what I'm saying? And to show that he's with me like that, man, that was an honor, man. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely a big deal, man. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing to overlook. You know what I'm saying? I must be doing, you know, something right. Another one of my players, you know, has a documentary out. You know, it's actually on YouTube. And, you know, like all documentaries, you know, he's describing himself. And, you know, it's clips of him playing basketball. You know, he has some family in there, you know, some players that he played with, some people from the school and stuff like that. And as I'm watching it, you know, there's a scene where, you know, he's talking about his life and his career, you know, what he plans on doing. And in the background, you know, it's showing, you know, some jerseys, you know, school jerseys and stuff like that and teams that he played for. And, of course, the Dream Elite jersey was in there. Of course, man. You know what I'm saying? Dream Elite all day. Like, just seeing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether you want to say, like, documentaries or staged or whatever, or however you may feel, like, you know, for him to make sure that jersey was displayed, you know what I'm saying? It means something. You know what I'm saying? It holds weight. It holds value. You know what I'm saying? It carries a lot of weight. And just in general, man, like, watching where the organization is now, looking at where the organization is now compared to what we first started, it's just, like, off the charts, man. Like, It's a crazy feeling, man. It's crazy, man. Like, being able to see all the accomplishments on visionforkids.com. You know what I'm saying? Like, looking on the website. Like, Dream Elite having his own YouTube channel. Over 1,000 subscribers. It's a wonderful feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? I have multiple players that's involved in, you know, multiple different sports. And, you know, it's all been a success. You know what I'm saying? They all ranked. They all have been recruited. You know what I'm saying? It's all big things happening. And the list just goes on and on and on about Dream Elite, man. Nothing but love, nothing but positivity. And I gotta say this, man, if you have never seen or had the luxury of looking or seeing Dream Elite play, go to visionforkids.com, you know what I'm saying? Watch some of the games and the highlights, you know what I'm saying, on the Dream Elite channel. You know what I'm saying? We got our own channel, you know what I'm saying? Big things. You know what I mean? You'll be able to, you know, purchase a Dream Elite jersey. You know what I mean? It goes on, you know what I'm saying? I teach entrepreneurship over here. I teach ownership, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. But just check out the highlights, you know what I'm saying? Come to the game if you're in Columbia, South Carolina. Look at the schedule, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't caught us already, you're missing out. You're missing out big. And I could just go on about, you know, Dream Elite, man. This is one of the things that I'm most proud of. that, you know, this is one of the things that I'm proud to say that I'm a big part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything for the kids, you know, anything. And I tell all my players, you know, all I want, man, is when you make it to the NBA, I need those tickets, man, you know, to come see you live. You know what I'm saying? I need those front row tickets. You know what I'm saying? I need that. I need that from you. You know what I mean? That's all I ask for. Now, there's one problem. You know what I'm saying? There's one problem. Now that we all, you know, Dream Elite family, I could root for all my players. And, of course, I could root for the team Dream Elite. But, as you know, in college, I'm a Duke Blue Devil fan. In the NBA, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. You know, if any of my players, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying? We can't help who we get drafted by. You know, we can't help who recruiting us, who looking at us. You know what I'm saying? This a part of the game. It's a part of life. If you happen to play in college for any other team besides the Blue Devils, if you make it to the NBA and you play for any other team but the Chicago Bulls, there's just one situation, one problem. I'm going to definitely be rooting for my Dream Elite player, you know, regardless of what team they go to. But I can't root for the team that they play on. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to be the only difference. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the only change in our relationship. Other than that, it's all love, man. Let's stay successful. Let's eat. And let's get this money. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me. If y'all see me sometime in the future attending these different college basketball games and even different NBA games besides my team, y'all heard this episode. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know why. Y'all be safe. We'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.